Hi everyone, how you doing? Oh, what a morning, what a morning. So we're going live today to talk to another fabulous local support mummy who helps all our mums. She does a lot of like yoga and all that sort of stuff. Here we go, here she is. Oh, is she joining us? Here we go. Yay! How are you doing, girl? You look fantastic. How do you look fantastic?
Because I have put myself in a cave with lots of good lights. You know that trick.
I know, I'm like, what makes this sleep puffiness go away?
I know, I'm going to go on Instagram Live and I'm just going to hold my face like this for half an hour. Everyone will think I look about to hell.
Oh, I know, it's been such a weird time over this lockdown and it's thrown everybody's routine out the window.
Yeah, new routines, that's for sure.
Oh my God, and it's like, you know, like for me, as my followers all know, the insomnia, woo!
I know,
like,
yeah.
I was up, like, posting on Instagram last night at like 4 in the morning. It's like, but it's a new day, and you. We've all got some sort of a deadline that we're allowed out, which is fantastic.
I know, but when you heard the word June, that was tough, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I had my email box just flooded with mummies messaging me going, now that we sort of know when we're doing this, where can we get booked in? I'm like, whoa.
Okay, so this is women who are pregnant or women that have just become moms? Both?
Both. So okay. I've had most of my mums book me when they are about 20 weeks pregnant.
Wow, that's organised.
I've had a lot of, like, okay, I've had one client who rung me, and I'm not even kidding. She's a really lovely, awesome client of mine. On child number 3, I think, she rang me. She's like, Diana, I peed on a stick this morning, haven't told the husband, but I just wanted to let you know that it'll be somewhere around about this time. And I'm like, oh my God, I love you.
Wow.
So my clients are amazing and super organized women, which is lovely.
Okay.
We're here to talk about you today, girl, because I hear in the grapevine, you're the yoga lady. You're the lady to
see. That's me. Rumor has it.
And if you don't know it, it ain't worth knowing. So.
I know who's been whispering in your ear, Sarah Murphy.
Yeah, good old Sarah. I tell you, when I was pregnant, God, my child's about to turn 9. I have a leap year child.
Okay.
And, oh, man. Remembering back to that, I was in Sydney at the time.
Okay.
In the summer.
Yuck.
Having come out of the 4 or 5 weeks that you get in the summer over there, that is 40 degree temperature.
Hellish. Yeah.
Carrying what ended up being a 10 pounder.
Okay.
I was literally all baby from head to toe. But one of the best things and one of the things that got me through and helped me really connect with my body and with my child before she even got here was the mummy yoga.
Okay. And you did that in Sydney?
Yep, did that in Sydney. In Australia, with the health system they've got over there, the hospital actually puts on free classes.
Amazing.
They do amazing work over there. And it's like, there'd always be 2 or 3 mummies who would fall asleep in the class. And it's
job done.
So relaxing. And it's like, you know, I never really did yoga before that. And it wasn't until a girlfriend dragged me along to it. So, and it's one of the best things that I cherish so much from that time.
So tell me, can you?
Oh, sorry, you cut in and out there. Your voice has gone off. There you are, you're back now.
Let me just, sorry if I go off screen for a second. Let me just make sure my battery's not going to die. This is the classic Instagram Live moment, isn't it? You know, you're about to say something really profound and your battery dies. I guess what I wanted to ask you in that case, two things really strike me listening to you talk, that women never forget how it feels to be pregnant. You know, I could talk to someone who's 80, who, as soon as, you know, and this has happened to me all the time, you know, I meet somebody in a store, at a bus stop. So what do you do, dear? And I tell her what I do for a living. And straight away, she's telling me her birth story from 80 years ago, as if it was yesterday. Yep. And I suppose that's one of the things that keeps me connected to this work, is because I know how much it matters to women's emotional health.
Oh, yes.
That if you can look back on your pregnancy or birth fondly, with fond memories, whatever that means to you, it the memory of that reignites, you know, endorphins and all your happy hormones all over again. So watching your face and listening to your voice when you were talking about the yoga class and the memory of that yoga class, it's like it was yesterday.
Oh, and I have the same thing with photos. If client comes into my session and their baby screams and poos and everything else, and it's not a great experience, it doesn't matter how good those photos are. They're not going to have that endorphin reaction to those images going forward. And these might be blooming prize-winning images, but if they didn't have a good experience, every time they look at that image, they're going to go, yeah, and little Johnny was the right little, that session, you know? And you're so right on the money about mental health and everything, and how we all like remember these experiences so vividly. And if they are not a positive one, it can be debilitating almost. So,
yeah.
But before we get all into this, we could gossip. We could
talk. Well, that's the intention, is it not?
Being in this industry, working with pregnant ladies and everything like that, us girls, we there's so much that I'm sure you're the same. So much we want to fix or add to and that sort of thing for our women. Like for me, doing this sort of work, supporting our women in this way and going that little bit extra and above, like I say to my clients, you come for the photos, you stay for the support.
Mm-hmm.
Like that to me is feminism sort of thing. That is me supporting women, us supporting each other, creating that village. So I'm really interested, just for people who are tuning in who haven't met you before, tell us, how did you get in? What do you do, first of all? Where do you do it?
Okay.
And how did you get into all of this?
Okay, good questions. I won't necessarily answer them in the right order. I've been doing this for 30 years. So my eldest is 30 this year, and I started teaching when I was pregnant with him.
Girl!
I know, it feels like, I started doing this in 1875. I was living in London, and my best friend at the time was pregnant. I was a physiotherapist. That's an important part of the story. Yep. I was a physiotherapist working in women's health. So basically what that meant at the time was pelvic floors. That's what I did for a living. I worked with women's pelvic floors. I was pregnant for the first time, and like a lot of women, and this is still the case 30 years later.
Yes.
And I was a physio, and I didn't pay attention to my pelvic floor until I was pregnant with my first child, age 30. I didn't know that it mattered. Well, it was there, you know, it's doing its thing, it's holding me up. So pregnant for the first time, my friend was pregnant, and she was going along to a centre in London called the Active Birth Centre, still around.
Yep.
And going to a yoga class, and she wanted me to be her birth partner. She was, you know, and even that at the time was 30 years ago was a bit weird. Because she had a partner.
And she's like, look, he's going to be hopeless.
Why do you want me there as well? And she was like, well, because you're a woman and I want you there to support me, but I kind of feel he might need some support as well. So this was,
I know,
this was new to me. She said, I'd like, will you come along to the yoga classes that I'm coming to? So you kind of get what my belief system is. So to track back, I did my training in a major teaching hospital in Dublin run by nuns. Not unusual.
Wow.
Not unusual.
Wow.
And women were, now when you think of, this is kind of amazing even telling you this, 1980, so not that long ago, women were, gave birth on the bed. Their partners were not with them. They were outside the door. I saw women, you know, literally smacked by the nuns to tell them to be quiet, to be good girls, all this kind of stuff. So in my head, giving birth was going to be excruciatingly painful, really embarrassing.
You wonder how we have a population, eh?
I know, traumatic. And as a recovering Catholic, your punishment from having sex in the first place. So this was all part of my expectation. So she said to me, no, come along to this yoga class. So 1980s, yoga for me was old women in a church hall dressed in black leotards. And I couldn't really compute what that had to do with being pregnant. And also, what was the point of yoga for pregnant women? I didn't really get it, but she was my mate. I was pregnant. I was curious, went along to this class. And I walked in the door and there's maybe 20 women in this room. They're all dressed in, you know, like a tight top or, you know, a little tight vest, showing their beautiful bumps off, which in the 1980s was pretty unusual, where, you know, it was all about covering you up.
Yep.
They seemed to me, I remember thinking, my God, they all look so beautiful. They were all really animated, talking about each other's bumps, about each other's bodies. This was
vibrant and happy in their lives. Yeah.
Yeah. Just really, really unusual. And the next thing, we're practicing yoga together, but it's not yoga as I imagined it to be. It was all about, as you've introduced beautifully, getting connected to your baby. Now, even that phrase to me was alien. What the hell does she mean? Connected to your baby? Because I thought that was a purely physical relationship.
Yep.
There's a cord, there's a placenta, that's your connection, right? But no, she was talking about your heart and the whole emotions of being pregnant. Nobody was talking about that at the time.
No.
But so through yoga, and it's a very particular style of yoga that I was taught, which, you know, was pretty unusual in 1980s, where most of the yoga in the West was Iyengar yoga, which is taught by a man. He was in the Indian Army, so it was like a form of keep fit.
Yeah.
Whereas the yoga, my yoga lineage is Scaravelli yoga, so it's all about, it's flowing movements, it's how you breathe, it's your connection with the spine.
Yes.
And your breath.
Yes.
And somehow that has an amazing resonance still.
Mm-hmm.
30 years later for women who come to my classes. And I should say that most who come for the first time come nervous because they have an expectation of what yoga is. And of course, most of the pictures we see now, it's all about body beautiful. It's about women doing impossible things with their body that I, as a yoga teacher, can't do. You know, gymnastics, I would call
it. There's no way my leg's going there, girl.
Yeah. So I guess what most of the women who come to my classes have never done yoga before. They're nervous about it, understandably. And they realize very quickly after one or two classes, the yoga is a part of what we do, but there's so much more going on. There's the community that builds. There is having time to relax, having time to think about your baby, how you're feeling about your body. Some days it's crap, you feel awful, you're not sleeping, you feel fat, you feel ugly. I mean, these are the words that women use, they're not mine.
Yeah,
and it's really important that there is no subject off limits.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing you can't say in my class. There's no such thing as a stupid question. So I guess to go back to what I was so inspired by, this experience of attending a class that made women feel positive and beautiful and excited, all shapes and sizes, and being London, of course, women from all over the world. So lots of different beliefs, different belief systems, different upbringings, all of that was shared. So as, you know, as an Irish woman in London in the 1980s, I was exposed to meeting women from the Caribbean, African women, Japanese women, from, you know, who came from different birth beliefs.
Yeah.
Who would not dream of having their partner with them. They were going to have their mom.
Yeah.
Or who would only birth on their own. Who expected labour to be painful, but that embraced that as a rite of passage because their attitude to it was, well, this pain is coming to me as a gift. I mean, that was wacky. This pain is coming to me as a gift so that I can learn how resilient and powerful I am, because that's going to be so important to me in my early years of being a mum when I am challenged beyond belief.
You're so right.
So I wanted to, I thought, oh my God, I need more of this. Yes. And also, I suppose, because my training as a physiotherapist and a women's physiotherapist in particular was all about, well, women's bodies are going to break. You know, we're pretty fragile. Your bits are going to fall out. No one's going to want to look at them again. You know, you're going to be wrecked. And that was, so as a physio...
That's it. We'll put you out to pasture.
Yeah. Well, it was more the idea that that was my expectation, that that's what pregnancy and labour would do, and that as a physio or as a health professional, my job was to fix them. And actually, this whole way of practising yoga in pregnancy was, no, that fix has to happen from you. You have to inform yourself, get your body ready, get your head in the right place, have the right people around you, and then really deeply look at what your beliefs about childbirth are and where they come from. Mm. And are they serving you, actually? So my beliefs about childbirth were, it's going to be, you know, I remember the coven of my aunts. So big Irish Catholic family, hundreds of aunts, you know, whispering how, oh, well, that, you know, Your bits will never be the same again. Don't let him look. It's going to be the most excruciating pain you've ever had in your life. So it was overwhelmingly whispers in corners, and that it was going to be really scary. So I was shitting myself.
Obviously, as you would with
this. As you would.
And yeah. So women are still in that same boat because
yes.
of all those whispers from generations
yes. gone.
You know, you just yeah. have to have grandma and mum who yeah. are in there, you know, mum who's in her 50s, grandma's who's maybe in her 60s or 70s, whispering in your ear yeah. the experience.
Yeah. Yeah. So because we don't give birth in a cultural vacuum, because we've all grown up with stuff we've seen on social media, you know, stuff we're seeing online in movies, it doesn't look like a great thing to do, to be honest. So, and, you know, women are, it's an incredible statistic. There's an amazing movie coming out of your homeland called Birth Time.
Out of New Zealand.
Yeah, which we're about to, I hope, get to see in the UK very soon. And the scary statistic, I think it might be Australian, darling. Sorry, not
what's that
it's called? Birth Time. So there's a birth photographer. You probably have heard of her, called Jerusha.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Oh,
so
my
she's directed the film. But
really?
The most shocking thing about it is that, of course, the statistics in Australia are very similar to the UK because our maternity systems are similar, that one in three women come out of their birth traumatized.
Yep.
And of that 30% of women, 60% of them will have PTSD.
Yep.
So it's similar here.
I never hear a positive experience.
Never?
Never.
Wow.
I have okay. I I had a woman on my couch who I sent back to hospital that day. And, like, I've seen it all. I've never had anyone sit on my couch and go, you know, that was exactly what I thought it would be.
Ah, so let's just unpack that for a minute.
Birth plans. Worst thing ever.
Okay, so let's just unpack that for a minute. It wasn't what I thought it would be. I think that's one of the biggest things that I want to get women to talk about in my classes.
Oh. But,
you know, this idea of expectation. Because the birth system we have in the UK does not serve that expectation well. So I guess what I want to get women to talk about is you're allowed to have those expectations, but I want you to really look at what is that expectation coming from.
Yep.
Don't lower it, but it has to be realistic.
Yep.
You have to look at what the statistics are, that a third of women have cesarean sections, one in five have forceps births, 70% plus have epidurals. So if that's the reality, you have to look at, well, if that happens to most women, and that means that if I go down that route, that's probably the birth I'll have, and this is the kind of birth I prefer to have, what can I do to invest in that story?
Mm.
So yoga, Pilates, positive births, you know, plugging into positive birth stories, hypnobirthing, you know, anything you can do to surround yourself with positive images and positive stories. We know that, you know, this stuff isn't hippie shit. Athletes use it.
Oh my God,
motivational speakers use it,
you
know, to get their minds in the right frame, you know. The body stuff is important, but getting your head in the right place is almost more important.
Oh, my God. And that brings me on to, like, you've got an amazing story. And I knew you would. You've got an amazing story about how you got into it. And seeing that positivity in something that is painted as an overwhelming negative.
Yeah, the prize is the baby. The prize is the baby, and the quality of the experience you have to get there doesn't matter. I can tell you now, if men had babies, that would not be the case. They would be so all about the quality of the experience. So, you know, we are allowed to have a good experience. It absolutely forms how you're going to mother your child.
Yes.
It forms how they think about their body, especially if you have daughters.
Oh, yeah.
How do those things not matter? Of course they do.
Yeah. And so I love that you found the light in what was, back when you were having your little ones, what was not probably believed as a positive experience.
And it still isn't, darling. It still isn't. Yeah. Yeah.
And so I'm so glad that someone like yourself found that light. And like, I think a lot of us women who work in any industries that support pregnant women,
once
we find that light in a way that we can, that connects with us, we want to spread it.
Yeah.
We want to get it out there. We want to support people. I'm the same way. I found it in my art, and that connection that brings people together through my art. And I just love hearing stories like yourself, because they're so, it's so similar to mine, but yet in a different field.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I found that light and I just wanted to give it to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that. So tell me, if I am pregnant, say I'm pregnant, right?
Yeah.
I'm a young mum, I'm about 25 to 30. I'm a young woman. I've got all, like, basically, you go out, you say, I'm pregnant. Everybody goes, congratulations. Here's my horror story.
Yeah.
Great ring in your ear going, blah, 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 blah. Oh, my God, the world's going to, you know, end. You've got everything going in. You've got your mum telling you, oh, just bottle feed them, darling. They'll be fine. You know, you've got all these expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And the world telling you how it should be. You've got the family telling you how it was for them, which probably wasn't positive, you know, and there's so much going on. Then you've got this whole world pandemic.
Yeah.
What are three tips you would give a young mum to be to help her bring her back to positivity or three tips to help her get through? What would be your top things?
I guess even that phrase, Diana, get through, you know, as I say to most of the women who come to my classes are in their 30s and 40s.
Oh, wow.
Actually, yeah. Women are having babies older. You know, a lot of them are, I hate the phrase, but career women, you know, their work is really important to them. And they, you know, it's part of their identity. And you don't lose that when you're pregnant, but all of a sudden the world just sees you as pregnant and nothing else.
Yeah.
So I guess one of the things I'm constantly reminding women who come to my classes is you're already resourced to go through labour and be a mum with everything you've done in your career up till now. Yes. So you need to plug into your own resourcefulness and the fact that you have probably been through a lot in your life already, and you can use those skills to get through your pregnancy and to get through labour. You know, they're not, yes, you don't push them aside. So yes, I suppose the things that I would say to everyone is do something. You know, obviously I'm going to say yoga, but do something that makes you feel really good about your body.
Oh.
That could be going for a walk on the beach, could be eating chocolate. It doesn't matter. It's do something every day that makes you feel, this bit of my day makes me feel really good about my body. So that's really important, whatever that is.
It's
important that, you know, because your body changes and it's changing every day when you're pregnant, that you inform yourself about what's normal. You know, I've had like three new women join my classes this week, and there's time in every class, which is what makes a yoga birth class different, because it's an antenatal class and a yoga class.
Yeah.
There's time in every class to ask questions.
Yeah.
And I guess it takes women a few weeks to ask questions, and it's not because they don't have questions to ask. It's because, and they tell me this a few weeks in, I didn't know what I should be asking. I didn't know what I should know.
Yeah.
And it's because...
Well, I look like an idiot in front of everybody else asking a question that I should know. And yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I get that as well.
Yeah. And it's because, you know, it amuses me. It's the, well, I don't know what to ask because I don't know what I should know. And you don't know what you should know because nobody's told you. Yeah. You've just been fed stuff from the media, or you're fed stuff from your women, as you say, who had you 30 years ago. So I guess, so first thing is do something positive every day to make you feel good about your body. Educate yourself. So, you know, learn to trust your instinct. Oh, I like the sound of that. So I'm going to find out a bit more about that.
Love
that. Don't believe all the shit you read.
I know, right? Google is not your friend.
And actually, if you don't like the sound of what you're reading or what you're hearing, ask yourself why. Is it because this is making me scared? And actually, that's not helpful.
No.
It's not helpful. So it's not that you are shutting the door to that, but actually, as you say, there is enough negativity in the world, especially at the moment. So go find yourself something positive to read. You know, hypnobirthing, there's tons of stuff, you know, good stuff out. There's a lot of free stuff. Access yourself to the free stuff. You know, access yourself to all the amazing groups there are out there. You know, the positive, you know, tell me a positive birth story. That's an amazing resource online, written by an active birth teacher like me, and a doula called Natalie Meddings. She's written How to Have a Baby. Couldn't be clearer. You know, yoga or Pilates. And I would say one of the other biggest things is, if you can, hire yourself a doula.
Wonderful. Oh, God, yes.
Yeah. Have somebody there that is in your corner. You know, a doula, most of the doula support at the moment is virtual, because we have a very punitive, draconian health board in Lothian, in Edinburgh, where we are now, the only health board in Scotland that doesn't allow an extra person other than a birth partner in the room. So anywhere else in Scotland, you can have your tribe, but not here. So women, yeah, so women in hospital and at home at the moment in tier four, as we are, cannot have a doula present, but you can have still have somebody virtually. So someone supporting you on the phone, supporting your partner on the phone. So someone that just you can run stuff by that will help you relax, help you stay positive, help you bounce idea and, you know, decisions off. We know that having a doula accompanying you through pregnancy and birth dramatically reduces the chance of you having major intervention like a cesarean section. Dramatic. Yeah. I mean, it reduces it by over 50%.
Wow! Yeah,
it's massive.
It's with that high. Yeah.
So have somebody with you, even if that's virtually, that will support you and your partner, because partners suffer birth trauma too.
Oh, and I talk about this on my Bubhub, my website on Bubhub as well, is that you're going through this as a couple.
Yes.
And I love a doula. I follow an Australian lady who, oh, she's the most amazing, inspiring woman you ever meet. Covered head from toe to tattoos and piercings and God knows what else. But she's a doula, and she's there not only for the lead up to the birth, but the birth after, the afterbirth.
The postnatal time, yeah.
Yeah, postnatal time. And yeah, she goes, takes, like, looks at, like, she books you an appointment to go and have a massage when your baby's 2 months old. And she goes and looks at, and walks the baby up and down the street, sort of thing, because, you know, separation anxiety. I couldn't agree with you more. A doula is amazing. And I know there's, it's hard for doulas here in Scotland because of the licensing, the insurance. Oh my God. You know, and not working for the NHS means it's quite hard for a health professional. So, but it makes a huge difference. And it's somebody else that you've already talked through all these sorts of things with. So I love that. And I love that, you know, you're saying, hey, get your support team.
So although I'm saying doula, that support team could be your sister that had a baby a year ago, but had a good experience.
And has time to reflect.
Yeah.
You know, and so she's like, right, I'm not going, you know, whatever, I want my girl, my sister, or my loving family member or friend, I want them to have a positive experience. Yeah. So, you know, you can say, like, you know, can you just go talk to the nurse, because I don't have it in me at the moment. So
absolutely.
I love what you say about doing something that makes you feel good about your body.
Yeah.
Because, like, I totally connect with that. Like, I am not a small girl in any shape or form. And you know what? I've never been more proud of my body. I thank God I did this beautiful, I made this beautiful miracle of a child. Yeah. You know, and it was blooming tough. Mm-hmm. You know? And it's like when you can, you become more forgiving of your body because you connected with it. So I love that you said, do something that makes you like your body, you know, every day, because while we're pregnant, so much is changing. Mm-hmm. So much else is changing. So we've got connect with your body, do something that makes you feel good about your body, get your support crew, your positive support crew, whether that's a doula, a good girlfriend, your mum, if she's like the most positive person in the world.
Yeah, or connect with a group, you know, connect with all these amazing groups at the moment that will reinforce this sense of positivity. And I guess it's really important that I add here that in terms of expectation, because it is important, that birth that I attended over 30 years ago, she labored for 3 days.
Oh.
So she labored for 3 days at home with a back-to-back baby, not unusual with a first baby. And it was a really hard slog. She had planted her baby at home, and that's what she had. That was the experience she had. But when she talked about that experience, it wasn't as a horrendous experience. So I guess that's one of the most important things that I remind women about who come to my classes. You might have a cesarean section at the end. That might be your baby's story, your baby's birth story. But if you feel that you entered into that experience with your full consent, anxious but positive. You were listened to and treated with respect. Then you will be able to look back at that positively.
And you've just nailed it. I had a cesarean section because my wife breech.
Yeah.
And it was such a calm experience, but it's because I knew what I was going in for, and and everybody was on the same page. You know, sure, I would have loved to birth naturally, but because I had in my mind a positive experience, or I knew what was going to happen and I felt good about it, the whole birthing experience was fantastic.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that it's really important that I add that you know, and women have this idea that, well, if I'm coming to a yoga class, that means there's an expectation. It's all about natural birth, whatever that means. And it's not. It's about positive birth experiences.
Oh,
and,
totally.
You know, it's really important that, you know, there is no judgment. There is, you know, it's often babies decide how to be born anyway, as your baby did. So it's really important to expose yourself to as much information, go down the routes that you're attracted to, and trust your support group as much as is possible in this pandemic. And if that support group is a recorded message from someone you love, you know, your hypnosis, talking to your mom on the phone, your aunt on the other side of the world, it doesn't matter.
It's all positive, but
yes. Yeah. And I guess also get all the support that you're going to need after the birth lined up in advance. I guess, you know, I've had two women back at class this week, but who had opposite experiences of birth. One, a planned cesarean section like yours. The other, a home birth in rural Scotland. Both of them have had a disastrous first week, a traumatic first week, breastfeeding their babies, because they both said, I wish I had found out about this in advance. All I thought about was about the birth. I didn't think about the next bit. I didn't inform myself about what comes next. So I guess that's one of the things we talk about in class a lot. And I'm, you know, we're lucky women come back to the classes and share their stories. And they will share, as these women did this week, don't forget about this. It's not all about the birth. It's all about the afterwards too. So learn how to get your support network, especially now, because we're not out and about meeting women, having coffee with other mothers who go, yeah, but have you heard about this? So you need to stack up, you know, you need to stack this up now.
Oh, girl, I can already see when we're out of this, you meet Jin, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more. I see so many brand new mums-to-be who I have been told almost, think about all they're thinking about is getting it out of them. And you know, your birth experience is not just getting the baby out of you, but it's the experience you have in the first couple of weeks as well. So getting things at your support network, getting those organized. I touch so heavily on this on my website and Bubhub about getting everything ready before baby gets here, learning about breastfeeding before baby gets here. You want to learn about, it's building up your knowledge database.
Yeah.
If you have an encyclopedia of knowledge already in there, and hey, if you only use one or two things from them, it's better to have all that knowledge so you can test things out quick.
Yeah. And find out what's right for you. Yeah.
In front of you, they're not having any clue at all and going, I'm not good enough, because as women we all blame ourselves. So you have just nailed it on the head, absolutely. I love you. We want to do something positive every day that helps us connect with our bodies and feel great about our bodies. Get our support crew back, like supporting us and surrounding ourselves with positive people. We don't want no negative Nancys here.
Yeah, you know, there's enough of that in the world at the moment.
Oh, I know. Yeah. There's enough of that in the world, and we can just, it's so simple at the moment to just turn them off. Mm-hmm. And it's like, so we want to really protect that mental bubble around us to feed us nothing but positivity about the process we're about to go through, and somebody who's there to support us mentally as well. Mm-hmm. And then also to be like, you know, think about the afterwards.
Yeah, find your tribe. I wang on about it all the time. Find your tribe. Yeah.
Same. So
and that's what this is. Your hub. That's about tribe.
Going to, for me, like in Australia, we had, when I had my daughter, we had a class, like we had our babies. Mm-hmm. We had the same midwife. You can choose different ways of birthing, but we had our same midwife the whole way through. She was the one who came out to us for those first 2 weeks. And like for the first week, I think it was every day. And then the second week, it was every 2 days.
Wow.
We were handed over to the local midwifery centre, where we had for 4 weeks, basically the first month and a half or something of our babies being alive, 1 hour class with a midwife and 30 other women.
Amazing.
30 other women. And then we were told all these women had babies that month. So all our babies were the same age. We learned so many different things. We had a class every week for 4 weeks. And that was our mother's group.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, and at the end of it, our midwife went around and got us all to write our phone numbers down. And she said, I expect you girls to look after each other. This is your mother's group now. I expect you to meet every week, whether that's at a cafe, whether that's at each other's houses. And I want you to support each other. I tell you, we're still all in a Facebook group.
Yeah, I'll bet you are. That first pregnancy thing. It's very. Was she anything like the midwife in The Letdown? Do you remember her? Do you know The Letdown, the Australian Netflix comedy?
I didn't watch that.
My God, you have to watch it.
I'm getting so many good programs off you. The Letdown.
Oh, she's amazing. It's so funny. So I think it's either Melbourne or Sydney.
Uh-huh.
And she's pregnant. You know, she's just had a baby. And it's so real and so funny, the effect it has on her relationship. But she goes along to this mother's group, and the midwife that's running it is just hilarious. She's so, you know, this woman has had a cesarean section. She wanted a natural birth. And, you know, the midwife will say things to her like, well, didn't invest enough time in that, did you? Or, you know, but it's really, really funny. But so it's a like a bittersweet comedy. I learned so much from watching it. But you must watch it. It's really, really funny. They've done two series. Yeah, it's called The Letdown.
The reason I talk about that experience is because that was a group of women that I could connect with.
Yeah.
Who I will absolutely put my hand on my heart. Those girls kept my sanity.
Yeah.
They kept me in check. They kept me sane and made me feel like I wasn't a weirdo. You know, it wasn't just happening to me.
Yeah.
That kids were doing this as well. And I imagine when women go to a yoga class with you, that same experience happens with them.
It's happened. Given that I've done this for 30 years, and this is the first year I've done it in a pandemic, hopefully that never again. The thing that has been amazing about this experience is, so we started off in we were in a studio this time last year.
Oh, right.
Yeah. February. No idea what was coming.
We were clueless.
Yeah. And so there's 12 women in that room, and it was all, because this is Edinburgh as well.
Yep.
Very polite. Nobody's saying the wrong thing. it's friendly-ish.
Yeah.
The pandemic happened, blew that out of the water entirely. All the women in that class, in that room, then went online and suffered my early Zoom disasters, like we all did. And they all stayed together. The first lockdown baby was born in March. The women are still in contact with each other. The support, I set up a WhatsApp group for them. They set up a night feeding group from that. They keep each other company online. There was the love and support and community came out of that was, and I can say this because I'm not from Edinburgh, is it was very un-Edinburgh. Where, you know, you don't talk about how shit you feel and how hard it is and how, you know, what's difficult. All of it was laid bare because everybody was feeling the same.
Yes.
We were all vulnerable. It was all difficult. There was lots of tears.
Yes.
But you knew that every week you could come to this place. I guess the other thing that mattered is that because it's virtual and women do, we do get very hung up about how we look and how people view us when we're pregnant, is one of the silver linings of Zoom is I'm in my pajamas in my bedroom and no one can see me. So I really can just experience this for myself. So there was an experience of being able to go in. Of course, we miss the community that comes with practicing because there is something special that comes from sharing that together physically.
Yeah.
But the community and the support these women have given each other has, you know, was mind-blowing for me. And I still watch that. And I watch the language that's used and how they take care of each other online.
Love it.
Giving it, passing things on to each other. Oh, I bought that book. I'll meet you in a park and I'll give you that. Or, you know, I don't need that baby bath anymore. You can have it. So they're really supporting and sharing. And that's been amazing to be part of that. So I hope that continues post-pandemic.
Yes, absolutely. I think this whole experience has really changed for everyone, our sense of community.
Yeah,
you know,
agreed.
And I love that. And I actively encourage all pregnant women to get their group, their tribe.
Get your tribe,
once a week to a yoga class or, you know, meeting girlfriends in a cafe every Tuesday or whatever it is, get that tribe around you.
Yeah.
Because
as you say, you'll know them all 9 years later, because, you know, when in the darkest bits of the pandemic, you know, one of the things that really struck me when women started having their babies and telling their stories and having great birth experiences, in spite of the fact that everyone around them was in PPE, you know, I had to remind them, you guys have survived a pandemic. You've been pregnant in a pandemic. You've had a baby in a pandemic. You are the most awesome mothers ever because of that. Can you imagine how amazing your kids are going to turn out?
Oh, God, yeah. I know, exactly. You've hit the nail on the head. It's like...
resilient, resourceful, connecting, you know, asking, knowing that I have to ask for help, not waiting for things to get really shit before I do that. We've all got better at that.
Yeah.
And better at listening to each other and supporting each other. So, you know, even though, you know, I wish we didn't have to have a pandemic to get there, but it's shaken us all up a bit. And that's a good thing.
Yeah, I love a good shaking out of the
A good shaking up, exactly. Yeah.
So tell us, if somebody's watching or listening to this, how do they get in contact with you? Where do you hang out?
I hang out in my bedroom. That's as glamorous as it is at the moment. So my yoga classes went online last March.
Yep.
When women book, and all women book a trial class, that's really important because you don't know it's for you. You've never done yoga before. And it is all about the teacher anyway.
Yep.
So you have to feel that there's some sort of connection, that it's going to be worth your while.
Yep.
My website is about to go live today, which is kind of exciting. Yeah. So that's my name, koshinhevi.com. And that will go live later today. So, and I'm on Instagram and Facebook. That's been a bit quiet until the website was ready, and that will get all fizzy now again this week with lots of stuff. So they come along to either
class. Do you have that all through the website now? booking a class.
Yes, booking the, well, they can do it in any way. They can DM. An awful lot of women will message me through Facebook.
Yeah.
It's an unusual thing for women just to find me like that because I've been teaching so long. My friend came, my sister came. Someone says, oh my God, you're pregnant. You have to do this.
Yes, I mean, that's I get that too.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Edinburgh does really well.
Really well.
Really well, all that connection stuff. So I teach classes on a Tuesday evening and a Sunday morning because it's all virtual. When women pay for a subscription of 4 classes, they get 2 classes a week for that. So they get 2 classes for the price of 1. If I was doing this in a real yoga space, you know, that's expensive in Edinburgh. At least in a pandemic, because my overheads are minimum, women can come to 2 classes instead of 1. Some women can plug into 1 because a lot of women have 2 kids and actually are more, and they can't. Sunday morning is the only class they can do. So you can do both or 1. And then they all come along to baby yoga after that, which is on a Tuesday morning. And of course, the bonus of that is I've got a 6-week-old baby. I haven't had a shower in 3 days. Nobody can see me or smell me, but I can still come to a yoga class.
Love
they
it.
Come along to that to put their bodies and minds back together. I run birth prep. So I do active birth preparation for partners. Again, you're doing that from your own home, which is where you're going to be laboring anyway. So, and guys can come along to that, or whoever your birth partner is going to be can come along to that and not be nervous in front of other
partners.
And that's been a real bonus, actually, in the pandemic. And my doula services at the moment are all virtual. I suspect that will all change in the summer. So, of course, I'm having women joining now who are having babies in July. And I'm expecting all that, the doula service thing will be back, you know, online. So it's koshanhevi.com. And that's, they can look me up under my name, either on Instagram.
The social media.
It's all to do with my name because, you know, I am my business. A bit like you are your business.
I love that you've got all of your classes are designed, and what I love seeing is that it's a holistic approach.
Yeah.
It's not just I do yoga for mummies. It's you do the whole person through their whole experience.
Yeah.
Birthing and becoming a parent isn't just a one slice thing. It's not like you have, and a lot of women feel like they have the baby and then they're left. You know, you sound like you've got options for people to engage with you and get that support through the whole experience, before, the middle, and the after.
Yeah.
You know, and it's important that we look at birth as literally that, the whole experience.
Exactly. You know.
I love it. So, girls, if you are watching or listening to this, this lady is amazing. She knows her stuff. She wants you to have a positive experience. And you need people in your life who are going to help you get that positive experience. Because, you know, that is going to help with your connection and your mental health, your connection with your baby.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have so much more of a positive parenting experience if you're your pregnancy and your birthing experience is a positive one. You know, like me, I have that positive thought surrounding, you know, my experience,
mm-hmm.
all because how I was feeling.
Yeah.
So this is the lady you want on your team, you know, like, God, I wish we could.
Thank you.
Honestly, yeah. I wish I could bottle you, but give you out to all my friends. So thank you so much for joining me today. I know it was a bit.
It was great, easy chat.
When we get out of this pandemic, I have to get us all together, because I'm meeting more and more women around Edinburgh who just, I'm like, oh my God, you guys are so amazing, you're so on my wavelength. This is what I've been saying to my clients, you know, for years now, about, you know, getting that support and getting out there and getting yourself sorted and taking control of your birth.
Yes.
thank you so much for coming
on. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. I've really enjoyed it, as you can tell. I do like talking about what I do, like you.
I know, we're all the same. We're all
I wanted to give, you know, your clients an offer, because my website is going live as well. I wanted to offer two things.
Yeah.
And that's going to be in the next week or so, because, you know, it has to be time limited.
Yeah.
So in the next couple of weeks, I would like to offer them a free class. So as long as they quote your name, for either the pregnancy or the postnatal yoga class, either the Tuesday morning baby class, or the Tuesday evening or the Sunday morning, if they get in touch with me, you mentioning your name, I would like to offer them that as a gift. Because that's what us girls do.
We've got a, you know, any way that we can support each other. And
exactly.
Love it. Thank you so much. So
okay.
If you are watching this later on, you know, after this live, because I know a lot of our mums watch these at 2 a.m. while they breastfeed, you know, and there's nothing better to do. You catch up on things. If you're listening and you are, you know, wanting to get into this, you would love this lovely lady to support you, then give it a go.
Give it a go. Don't put yourself under any pressure. Come along and try it.
Yeah.
I don't take it personally. For some women, it's just not their jam, and that's fine. But come along and try it and see how it makes you feel.
Yeah, and I would rather everybody try it, and if it is for them, take it up, but like having given it a go.
Yeah.
You know,
just move on and try something else.
And I thought when my girlfriend said, come along to this yoga thing, when I was thinking it was going to be something crazy.
Yeah, standing on your head.
And I'm like, I'm not into all that hippy dippy crap. But I tell you, it made the biggest difference. So if you are out there and you're wanting to get into her class, you better be quick, because you know this lady is busy.
Yeah, that's me.
To her, and thank you so much again for being on here. I can't wait.
My pleasure. Thank you so much. So I look forward to some of your clients getting in touch.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Diana. Lovely to speak to you today. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.